welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in a series we're calling Evermore Proclaim, where we're talking about how Christmas has the song of your heart. We're looking at famous Christmas carols and the theology that comes in those and pointing back to the scripture and where they're found. We looked at God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, which really has some lines in it that talk about how there is a greater battle going on, that Christ the Savior came to rescue us from Satan's power and came to, you know, basically to overcome the enemy. And it reminded me of this passage in Revelations 12. It says this: "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth, and the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that she might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter, and her child was snatched up to God and to his throne." Now, in Revelations, the Apostle John wrote the vision that was given to him. And in that vision, there's a lot of metaphors and word pictures, and it's not exactly chronological. It's really just little snapshots of things that have happened and mostly are going to happen, really to is the culmination of the promises of God when he's going to bring his son, the Christ, to come back and redeem Israel. In that, what we read in chapter 12 really was this picture of this first sign of this woman who's giving birth. She's wearing a crown with 12 stars on them. That is really a representation of Israel. And the son who was coming to be born is obviously the Christ son, Jesus. So we see Christmas there. You know, here's this, you know, God with us, bringing us the child that was born from God, and he's going to rule the world with an iron scepter, and he will one day, take his place as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in a way that everyone will see that. But he was snatched up to heaven, and he rules in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God isn't a geography, it is a geographical kingdom. It is a kingdom of hearts, that when one person hears the beauty of the gospel and they give their heart to Christ, they are part of the kingdom of God now. They've transferred from death to life, if you will, or from the outside the kingdom to inside the kingdom. But that second sign, this red dragon, this enormous red dragon with all these crazy heads and horns and big tail and ready to stand over and devour this baby, it's significant because it's a picture of Satan. As you read on in the chapter, it's Satan that, the devil is literally trying to kill the baby Jesus. And that's part of the Christmas story. And I think if you miss that, you don't realize the significance of all that God did to prepare our salvation. That there was a battle going on in heaven, and Lucifer or the devil took a third of the angels with him, and they turned against God, and there was this war, and there was a promise given all the way back to Genesis that one day the seed of a woman would come, and the serpent or the enemy or Satan would strike at the heel of this baby, this seed of a woman, but one day that seed, that Christ child, would come and crush his head. And so the enemy knows that, and he's doing everything he can to stop it from happening, to stop the promises of God to come to fruition. And what does that mean to all of us? Well, I think you need to understand that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than you can recognize, and there really is a threat. This enemy hates you, he hates God, he hates Christ. But Christ has overcome the enemy. That Christmas set in part a chain of events that led to the cross. And eventually, as the resurrection of Christ from the dead, and that has provided us salvation. And the victory over the enemy has been won. The war is not over, but it has already been won. And there will one day come a time when it's completely over. You and I live in a time of faith where, really it's all about us trusting in God. And Christmas is that reminder that he's the victor, and that we have an enemy that hates him, and we are here to point back everyone to the beauty and glory of God. God, I thank you so much for your victory. Thank you for your son. Thank you for Christmas reminder. It's in your name we pray, amen. Take a second and pray before you move on to the next thing, and just tell God how much you appreciate all that he did to bring about salvation. Till next time, God bless.